Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Time for the Craig James Financial Report. As Craig Ferentino, our man, certified wealth strategist, extraordinaire president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville, 510 Broad Hollow Road. The website, please check it out, craigjamesfinancial.com. Craig, a registered representative offering securities and advisory services, is through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners. Well, they're not affiliated. The Dow rose by about 56 at close Friday. Futures down a couple of hundred as we speak. And we'll see what the day brings. You have the PPP going about its business again, round two. Mr. Ferentino, good to have you here on a Monday, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jay. Yes, there's a lot going on economically and sadly politically. So there's a lot here, a lot this morning. Let's talk about the first week of the new year. I do want to talk about that. Then I want to talk about something that I think may be coming up this year that we have to start to prepare for. And then we'll go into some other stuff that you have. All right, Jay. So let's get this done. The first week of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed for the week at 31,098, which meant a 1.6% for the week. That's very good. Year-to-date, 1.6%. There you go. The S&P 500 Index, 1.8% for the week. It closed at 38.25. The NASDAQ, 13,202, up 2.4% for the week. You get the European indexes, which I told you have been sleepy like most of last year, did basically zero for the year last year. The MSCI EAFE, they call that. That's the closed up 2.1%. That's a 21.93. Year to date, 2.1%. Interesting, because you know basically Britain is closed and some other countries are as well. So it's interesting to see that number up 2%. The 10-year Treasury is now at a 1.12. You got to realize this was at a 0.64 6 months ago. The 10-year Treasury yield is creeping up, well over 1% now. That's an issue right there. Oil, $52 a barrel, also gone up. Guess what? Oil is up for a week, Joe. Just in 1 week, it's up 8.5%. 8.5% for the first week of 2021. So we got some, we're at some interesting levels here. The question is, why are we getting some of these numbers? Why is Europe looking better than us at up 2.1%? How do we start connecting the dots? What is this telling us for the first week in the year? Well, you know, we got this fiscal stimulus package, which was signed. You had the $600, the paltry $600, as you and I have discussed, per person. But the money should really go to people that need it, not to everybody in the country. And when you do that, and if there's another $2,000 behind it, then something's going to have to happen. Where does that money come from? Well, you say, you know, hey, they collect money. They've taken money from Craig Ferentino and from Jay Oliver all these years, right? The government has money. And so they'll be using the money that they've collected from us either this year or last year or in our current paycheck and giving it back to us. That's so nice. The only problem with that argument is that the government doesn't have money. Not only do they collect money from everybody here, but they also spend more than they have. So they have a deficit, which then means that how do they get more money? So the only way they can get more money, the government, they print money, but they print money to get more money, have to print more money. To print more money, they usually sell bonds, and they sell bonds in the open market. Well, before, people were happy to buy their bonds for 10 years at a 0.62%. But now they're happier to buy their bonds at 1.12% for 10 years. Maybe because they couldn't find any buyers at 0.62% for 10 years. So they're charging more in interest to attract people to buy their bond. So what that does, that creates a lot of extra money in the economy. And if there's a lot of money chasing few goods, then the only way to equilibrize everything is to increase prices. So there we go. So we see oil at $52.65 a barrel. We see the British pound, which was a dollar, I don't know, 17 at one point. British pound's now at $1.36. It's taking more dollars to buy a British pound. And we see the euro, which was down to, I don't know, $1.08, now $1.22. And this is the beginning. So something we need to talk about for 2021 is inflation and how to have an environment that protects against inflation or protects your portfolio, because now you're going to need more dollars in your IRA and more dollars in your bank account, and you'll be getting some because you'll be getting higher money market interest, but you also need to add more dollars in order to outpace inflation because things may be getting more expensive in the future. So just wanted to say that here's my theme for 2021. It's inflation. And it just seems to me just these indicators, this all happened very quickly. And as we're, you know, we talk to each other on a daily basis, but these numbers jumped up very, very quickly. I mean, we could talk about the political, you know, misery or whatever last week and all this other stuff. And that's basically noise taking people off the goal. I mean, Congress, I would like to believe, would be spending more time getting money to the right people so more businesses, particularly small businesses, don't collapse. But no, they're on some sort of mission of some other stuff. So I won't even go into it. But this is what we have these days, Jay. There's no economic report. We had economic report on Friday, basically showed that some industries were getting weak, but they had a silver lining, that the companies that adapted for COVID are actually doing better. So some people doing worse, some people doing better. And that's what the economic report on Friday, the unemployment number showed on Friday. So today there's no Carnival Corporation reports, I think about 9:15 today. Of course, they're going to show a loss. And that's basically it. Most of it, most of the other noise in the market's political. But do keep in mind, forget the political. If it's costing you more dollars to buy stuff, if they make the minimum wage in the United States $22 an hour, then you're going to see a lot of dollars in the economy chasing too few good.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
What are your thoughts?
Well done, sir. Well, my thoughts are a couple of things into this week. You got a lot of discussion now, which troubles me, regarding a possible second impeachment trial for this president, 25th Amendment and everything else. There's a lot of unrest. Markets don't like that. When the market does not like threats happening at this point in time, that's what you're seeing right now. You're down 200 points. There are reports as well that President-elect will release a new economic stimulus plan sometime this week. So we got to keep an eye on that. There's a lot going on, and you got a lot of prospects that this incoming administration will put a little more aid into the economy. It'll help Asia. It'll help other export-driven nations. And, you know, we'll see what goes on. But this is a very interesting week coming up here. You got a week or so before the inauguration. You got unrest. You got all this back and forth going on about getting this guy out of office with 9 days left, which I think is a huge mistake, in my opinion. You know, you talk about trying to close the divide, and you know, let's keep fanning the flames. That's what will help, right? So there's a lot going on here. The ramifications still going strong as far as Washington and how it bears on the economy this week, sir. So it's a wait and see.
This is all very, all that conversation is very disconnected from the country, I think. It's just, it's Washington stuff. And I think that, you know, when you have 75 million people vote for somebody, it's very, very difficult to do any of that. I don't want to get into the political sphere, but I mean, just to be talking about this when there's so many other things, I mean, you got businesses shuttered. I mean, just walk through any town, go to Patchogue, go to Riverhead. You just look at some of the clothes, and they want to talk about that. I mean, give me a break. So, we want to make sure there's money in people's pockets, that they could have a family and they could do everything they want to do to survive. And we're not getting that right now. We're getting no leadership. It took them 9 months to negotiate something to give people $600. Just doesn't make sense to me.
We'll see what happens throughout this Monday. We'll have on tomorrow. We can't wait for that. We look forward to that. And you have a great rest of your Monday, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great job. Bye-bye now.